Morning, we're looking back on June 29. It was the day in 1969 when the Jimi Hendrix Experience played their last show. Jimmy died a little over a year later at the age of 27. Hey, Joe, I heard you dropped your lady down, you settled down. The TV show House MD debuted on Australian TV on June 29, 1994.
But we're doctors all the time. It's so boring.
June 29 birthdays, Aussie artist Ken Doan is 78.
It's the drive to continue to make better paintings. That's what keeps you going. The fact that people seem to like it and respond to it, I'm always very pleased about that.
Journalist and TV presenter Mike Willacy is 76. At the age of 22, he became the youngest ever fully accredited political correspondent before going on to host shows like A Current Affair.
There are basically three things the Prime Minister can talk about in an election campaign: what he has achieved, what he will achieve, or he can talk about the alternative.
Actor Gary Busey is 74. He played Buddy Holly before starring in a string of action movies, usually playing the bad guy, like in Under Siege.
He is an extreme psychopath. This is the captain's birthday. I do not want him ruining it.
Former Men at Work lead singer Colin Hay is 65. He's gone on to release more than 10 solo albums and has done a bit of acting along the way too. You come from a land down under. And Peter Fitzsimons, former Wallaby forward, now writer and commentator, and head of the Republican movement, is 57.
Instead of asking a woman living in a palace in London, is it okay what we Australians have decided, the Prime Minister asks the Parliament of the People for a two-thirds majority.
Finally, it was on this day in 2003 that we lost one of the greats of cinema. Katharine Hepburn died at the age of 96.
You know, all my life I've stayed at parties too long because I didn't know when to go. Now with you, I've grown up. I think I do know when to.
There's some of the things we're remembering on June 29.